Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Arab Tov. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Here we begin. Fourth book in the wilderness by Midbar. Right here. Of course, we're going to review. We had a double portion prior to 32nd and 33rd degree of our sabbatical studies, and there's still some overflow to go through. But here for this 34th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong here on this second day of the Shabuah on a Monday podcast. Yes,
These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. Each one was for the house of his fathers, 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 for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, with all that were able to go forth to war and 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 with all that were able to go forth to war and go forth to war in Israel, 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 war in Israel.
DJ Rescue, I saw your bad.
Shield of the King of Kings with grace. Give Jah all the thanks and praise. Jah is my fortune and my fame. Never sell out, just do one thing. Loyally and I remain. I suggest you do the same.
One but several of the team but a federalist show by the rest a general enemies and meet them funeral. We pick them individual cypher of them in a them visual Babylon time a reach a minimal. We conquer them subliminal. There is warfare in a physical and warfare in a spiritual. There is warfare in a digital and warfare in a chemical. Into Babylon marijuana make a check the rest of medical. Them think them could that gets me off guard up at the mineral.
Show your face in the place, God, man. Who's the real Pakistan? Them are no blessing, them is a curse from the mother womb. Don't try in at the army. A long time to show them warm me. Then a bag of life is warm me. But them couldn't harm me. Steve Marley don't come warn me. The Gargamel back it calmly. So me move like a snake. She took me and the earth shake. They couldn't get this shit coming no fake. Them lock me in a jail. I talk about them not give me no bail. Me and my friend Joseph Weir, man, I swore to pound back and feel, man, can't feel. Our style fresh, my freedom style steal. They want me to think, but me ship just a seal. Though they want to glide over shark and wheel. Over evil, goodness must reveal. Come genuine, no matter with your fear, feel.
Like a god of me, don't think you can't reveal. Why, you know, this ain't on a whole plan feel. Me in at the army, a long time the truth of them want me. Then I'm about to fly for swami. But I couldn't harm me, cause even money don't come want me. Shagangami.
judgment day. And when the goose niggas come around, I'll be chat up, he start trickle down. The dog way up his one wall take a blow. From trumpet a sound, praise Jah make a shout cause. From judgment I go reap, I'm loving Jah mercy seat. So bad mind delete out my database. They say don't be alarmed, while still bearing arms. Are they my hypocrites, where we reprobate? No stripes and scars shall be your reward. All those who scoff at the magistrate, and evil get dilapidated. Till the point you can't equate, I'll be straight naturally. Run you run, run you run away. Shoot them pray, pray of the judgment day. Run you run, run you run away. Shoot them pray, pray of the judgment day.
Think I'm losing my religion. Jaja, can you talk to me now? Give me the guidance and strength. Will you walk with me now? I'm praying for better days. Still there's so much trouble. In this world I'm have to survive. In this struggle facing racism, classism, fascism. Mentally my people living in prison. Can't tell the difference between what is true and what isn't. If something happened I did, reality is just a figment. I'm best I make we run them away. Fire burn them away. When them reach us high and get the mighty, I got turn them away. Off the top like soldier in the Gideon, we say as the trumpets play, I turn to the judgment day. Aye.
Run you run, run you run away. Shoot them pray, pray of the judgment day. Run you run, run you run away. Shoot them pray, pray of the judgment day.
We are torn down in a drought and famine. Pray for your children now. The wicked are go bad. We are torn down in a drought and famine. Pray for the trumpet sound.
Yes, yes, yes. Ross on Best of Army Gideon right there, and Jah Army here, look who segue, as we pick up here with this 34, opening the fourth book of Moses, but we have a review, yes, I stay tuned, here, this 34, Bamidbar, it begins like a census, right, of the fighting man them of Israel for the purpose. So set out in the fourth book, the prep for entering into the promised land.
And I mean so. Yes, I.
Oh, yeah.
I want them call and better for Army Gideon, alongside
these are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this about Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
Mizmor memhet, shir mizmor livne korah. Gadol Adonai umehullal meod, be'ir Elohenu har kocho. Yefe nof mesos kol haaret, har tzion yartete tzafon, kiryat melech rav. Elohim be'ar menoteha noda' lemisgav. Ki hinne hammelachim noadu, averu yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך. כשמך אלוהים כן תהילתך על כת וארץ, צדק מלאה ימינך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטך. שובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Andenya, Kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Gidda gdaochish bepazion. In kwe yetegetu nacho. Salam lanchi yihun inatachin kubrut beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom. Be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exabir masakangra maui rasatar madani alam tina istiling na kost na gast. Sai tiubya, sai tiubya, sai tiubya.
Ethiopia.
Hope Entertainment.
Everything is dying.
Come. Yes.
Rajai.
Allah.
Jerusalem.
Yes, sir.
Latvia.
Wagwan, Ethiopia. From Dubai for the love of Ethiopia. Africa land. Shines to Africa. Divide. The people, something is magical. Ethiopia is the reggae capital. I pray, just I wanna visit ya. I pray, major blessed ya. No way, no way, not gonna leave it now. Day after day, I can't believe it now.
Zaman yemiradash amlak
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Ethiopia, hoyde sibelish, be'amlakish hal be'negusish, tababirawalina arbenyutish, aile kamketonis anetish. ብርቱ ናቸውና ተራሮችሽ አትፈሪም ከጠላቶችሽ ድል አድራጊው ንጉሳችን ይኑርልን ለክብራችን
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
31 years ago this month, by that action, the League of Nations sealed its own death warrant. Project 67 presents The Conquering Lion of Judah, a profile study of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, Emperor of Ethiopia.
I'm on the road again. It's me, Jack. Can I ever tell you a friend?
East, that's where we came from. Oh, 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 yeah. Ethiopia.
yourself in another place. Make some space for your brother. Small up yourself in another place. Make some space for your sister. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Hey. A whole heap of wicked got stranded here in the land of the wicked. A whole heap of time got wasted in a strange land that we hated. Oh yeah. Oh yes. Oh yeah. Oh yes.
Jealous love we abide.
To read a paragraph from my introduction, which says, some might ask why a Jewish person should write a book about the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. From my first year at Harvard University, when I became the first Ethiopian student of the famous Divinity School, studying comparative religions, I began to realize that the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church is the most Jewish of all Christian churches. is the most Jewish of all Holy Churches. Is the most Jewish of all Holy Churches. Is the most
God and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and is a rebel among men. He did not like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. When I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like your name. I and I are the black Jews.
And said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 the kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things and old, new, things and old. New.
Yes, 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 Shalom, Chavarim. So here we're seeking to do some things old, some things new, and that word is Rabbeinu, regarding every scribe, the kingdom. Right, so I and I studies for at least more than a decade, along with the Chavarim, you know, the community, what we call the Rastafari Yeshiva, on the Eid and the Irid, you know, from season to season, in season, out of season. Yes, Shalom, Chavarim. So here we're seeking to do some things old, some things new, as that word of Rabbeinu, regarding every scribe that's been instructed, you know, into the kingdom. Right, so I and I studied for at least more than a decade, along with the Chabarim, you know, the community, what we call the Rastafari Yeshiva, on the Eid and the Irid, you know, from season to season, in season out of season, and really growing in grace and the knowledge, we begin to, you know, uncover, discover, or rediscover certain keys, certain principles. And here in particular, with this third book of Moshe, that's known as Leviticus, and in particular with Leviticus, since Leviticus is said to be one of the ancient first studies, Hebraically, Judaically, you know, among I and I people, and even today among other, we could say, Yehudim, that this particular book has a firstness, has a centrality. There is an emphasis, you know, on this particular book. Now, we are seeking to ascertain for ourselves whether this emphasis is warranted. You know, is this particular emphasis warranted, right? And yes, we see that from our own first hand, you know, looking at the primary references, the primary sources, as well as the primary resources. So here in going through this third book, we're going to zoom in on certain subjects, you know, certain topical themes, and seek to bottom it out. When we say bottom it out, like get to the bedrock, the foundation, to reach the bedrock, you know, the core, you know, curriculum of it, and to either yay yay or nay nay, you know, based on our findings and based on I&I results. So this is where one of the emphasis, especially here as we're in this third book, is going to zoom in, you know, in various podcasts and also in some of the vlogs, because sometimes it might be necessary to kind of show and prove based on some visual, some evidence that can be best, you know, ascertained, you know, visually, as opposed to other things that can be, you know, reasoned on and pointed to the references, and ones can follow up on those respective perspective points of reference. But here, you know, getting ready for tonight's podcast as well, and even sometimes when we launch it, as we're on the air and going through some of the basics, you know, like the evening psalms, we still are in the background, you know, either working on audibles or, you know, bringing forward, you know, what we have to bring forward still, you know, because every day, you know, there's another aliyah, you know, as we go through aliyah, read and study an aliyah a day. But just so that ones and ones will have a good overall, like a 411, you know, on kind of like, you know, what, why, where, when, you know, some of the basic information and going through some, you know, basic, you know, some basic overviews as well. So here, we know we're looking forward right here on the Eid and the Irid, and I'm going to zoom in. And that word from Robeno also is of much import. Right, and we're going to seek to zoom in on that word from Robeno. It's of much import to I and I and to we concerning the scribe. Every scribe that's instructed, as the scripture and as the word says, every scribe that is instructed into the kingdom. What they be like, you know, what it be like. So I and I also can become more grounded with what, you know, what it be like. So here, stay tuned, brothers and sisters. Going to go forward here on the Eid and the Irid. Stay tuned. More to come. So here we have Matthew chapter 13, verse 52, the words of Robeinu, Ayin Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Memherach, and Getachin, Jesus Christos. Here it says, then said he to them, therefore every scribe instructed to the kingdom of heaven is like to a man and householder who bringeth forth out of his treasure new and old. Zooming in on the actual, we could say, translated verses, not on the italicized verses, the full, then said he, they say unto, but un means not to, but we say to them, therefore every scribe which is instructed, who is instructed to the kingdom of heaven is like to a man, that is, and householder who bringeth forth out of his treasure things, new and old. So here in the Hebrew we have Wayomer Elehem, all came, therefore, Wayomer, and he said Elehem to them, all came, therefore, call a sofer, call all sofer, all scribes, Milumad, to teach, Milumad, one who is instructed, Milumad, Le Malkut, to the Malkut, the kingdom, Hashemayim, of the heavens, Dome is like, or resembles, is like Dome Leish of a man, Baal in the Hebrew has a sense of like one who owns or owner, also in the sense of husband, Baal in our Hebrew. For others, for the Philistines and some of the Canaanites, this is the name of their high god, but for us, Baal is owner or husband. So Baal Bayit is a sense of a householder, one who owns, or you could say a home owner. Leish, for a man or of a man, right? Baal bayit, right? Baal, the owner of a bayit, a house. Ha motzi, Ha-Motzi, one who brings, the Motzi. Now, this is interesting. Since we study in Leviticus, we have the Mitzora, which is translated as a leper, one who is afflicted with a spiritual, metaphysical condition, right? With Ara'at. But here we have the Motzi. Now, we say the Motzi, Ra'a, Motzi Ra, Motzi Ra, the one who is the evil speaker, who brings forth the evil in connection with what Moshe had said concerning the B'nai Yisrael, how they wouldn't believe him, and he wouldn't obey his voice, and also how Miriam, she spoke evil concerning Moshe, because he had married his Ethiopian, his Cushite, Isha, his woman's wife. So we have the term Motzi is one who brings. So here it says, Ha-Motzi, one who brings, Me-Otzaro, May from Otzaro, from his treasures. Ha-Motzi, Me-Otzaro, Chedashot, like we say Chedasha, new, Chedash, we have Chedashot. In other words, the new, like from his treasure, new, Wagam, and also Wagam, Yeshanot. So we refer, even scripturally we say, the Berit HaYeshana, right, the old or the previous HaYeshana, to say like Old Testament, Hebraically, and the Berit Chadasha. So once again, the verse here, Wayomer Lehem, Al Kain Kola Sofira, Melumada Le Malkuta Hashemayi, Domele Isha Ba'ala Bayita Hamutia Mea Otaro Achidashot. With Dom, Yeshanot. The English then said, he to them, therefore, Al Kain, every scribe called Sofir, who is instructed, Milumad, who is instructed, right, to the Malkut, Shamayim, the kingdom of heaven, is like to a Ish, who is a Baal Bayit, who is a homeowner or a householder, who bringeth forth Hamotzi, May Ataro, from his treasures, right, Chedashot, the new, that which is new, and Ha, and Yeshanot, and the old. Chedashot, Wigam, and also Yeshanot. So sometimes we'll share some, we say, more new, right, as well as some of the, we say, some of the old, right, both the new and the old. You know, like audibles, you know, or reasoning. Like we reasoned on this before, but here we have to bring this one in again right here, right, because how it connects, you know, to give a fuller full, right, on some aspect of what we're studying here within the scriptures, within the discipleship studies, you know, within the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews here after the order of Melchizedek. Yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom, 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 shalom.
And said he unto them, and said he unto them, and said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of...
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Practice.
Perfect. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
So practice. Makes perfect. So here we begin the fourth book. Bar Midbar in the wilderness. Bar Midbar in the wilderness. But first, a little overflow from the handbook of the priesthood. A little? Yes, that's a lot. You know, the cup must fill before it runneth over. So here we have a little run over right here, before we really pick up full. Let's just review. The Sefer HaChinuch, here, positive and negative commands, some reasonings right here on the podcast.
Some say, you know, about the 42 negative confessions, and they try to compare confessions and commandments because they don't understand. There's a difference for a confession and a commandment. Here in HaTorah, we have both positive and negative commands. We have positive and negative confessions. Here in this Torah reading and feeding for Behar, right, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, we have 7 positive and 17 negative commandments in this Torah reading and feeding. So just going over this right here, let's go through some of the positive and the negative commands. There are 7 positive, basically, thou shalt do, and 17 negative, thou shalt not. Firstly, foremostly, picking up with Leviticus chapter 25, verse 4, not to work the land during the 7th year. That's a negative command right there, not to work the land during the 7th year, the sabbatical year. Leviticus 25 and 4, same verse, not to work with trees to produce fruit during that year. Not to work with trees to produce fruit during that year. Leviticus 25 and 5, not to reap crops that grow wild that year, the sabbatical year, in the normal manner, the usual manner, as with the 6 previous years. Leviticus 25 and 5, same verse, another negative command, not to gather grapes that grow wild that year in the normal manner, the normal way, or as with the 6 other years. 6 years doing the work, 7th year, Shabbat, cease and desist, rest. Leviticus 25 and 8, the Sanhedrin must count 7 groups of 7 years. Now the Sanhedrin is like the assembly. We're getting back to the roots, the assembly. They are the elders and those in the community that are responsible. We can even link that with the Kohanim, the priests, and even Halloween, since they have charge of the sanctuary as well as the scrolls. But the Sanhedrin would be that assembly, the ancient assembly, like the elders and others who are responsible ones in the community. They must count 7 groups of 7 years. Leviticus 25 and 9, to blow the shofar. So here's the positive commands, to blow the shofar, the ram's horn, on the 10th of the 7th month, the 7th moon, known as Tishrei. Nowadays, after the Babylonian captivity, it began to be known as Tishrei. Before, according to Torah, it is the 7th month. So to blow the shofar, the ram's horn, on the 10th day of the 7th month, the 7th moon, to free the servants
you know, to free the servants or, quote, slaves. We don't really have slaves, but that's the word people always like to, they like to say slave more than what the scripture acts as servant. It says that we should not have anyone work with rigor, especially our brother. That is the Slav idea, right? But anyway, the Sanhedrin, the assembly, must sanctify the 50th year, the Yobel, the Jubilee year. Remember the Kiddush, sanctify, word, sound, and power, proclaim. Leviticus 25 and 10. Not to work the soil during the 50th year. Not to work the Adama, the soil, in the 50th year, Leviticus 25:11. Negative command there. Another negative command right here. Not to reap in the normal manner or as we would in the six other years, that which grows wild in the 50th year, that which grows wild in the Yobel, the Jubilee year. Leviticus 25:11. Not to pick grapes that grew wild in the normal manner, in the usual manner as the six, we say regular years, not in the Shemitah year, or rather not in the sabbatical year, in the 50th year. Leviticus 25:11. Leviticus 25:14 says, here's a positive, right, a positive command here from Leviticus 25:14, to buy and sell according to HaTorah, according to the direction, instruction, according to the covenant-keeping terms and conditions, to buy and sell according to Torah, Jah's direction, instruction, Leviticus 25:14. Negative command right here, not to overcharge or underpay for an article, for a thing, an article, something, not to overcharge one, and not to underpay for an article, according to Leviticus 25:14. Negative command, not to insult or harm anybody, anyone with words. Yes, that's in this Torah reading and feeding. Leviticus 25:17. We'll go over this again just to compare and contrast and read it for ourselves. But not to insult or harm anyone with words, debarim, words. Word, sound, power. Leviticus 25:17. Negative command here. Not to sell the land in Yisrael. Not to sell any of the promised land indefinitely. Indefinitely. According to Leviticus 25:23. Leviticus 25:24 says, to carry out the Torot. The Torot. The direction, instructions of sold family properties. Sold family properties, Leviticus 25, verse 24. Here, Leviticus 25, 29, to carry out the Torot, the direction instructions concerning dwelling homes, dwelling houses in walled cities, in cities that have walls, to carry out the Torot, direction instruction of dwelling houses in walled cities, Leviticus 25, 29. Negative command right here. Not to sell the fields, but they shall remain the Levites before and after the Yobel, the Jubilee year, according to Leviticus 25:34. Leviticus 25:37, not to lend money with interest, with usury. Not to lend money with usury. Full of context, not to lend to any fellow Israelite money with interest, Leviticus 25:37. Not to have a Hebrew servant do like menial, you know, demeaning labor. Not to have a Hebrew servant, a fellow Hebrew, a fellow Israelite, do menial, demeaning, or slavery kind of labor. Leviticus 25:39. Not to sell a Hebrew servant, an Israelite, as a slave or as one who is dehumanized as Slavs and slaves were. Leviticus 25, verse 42. Not to work a Hebrew servant, an Israelite, downpressively, wrong them, defraud them. Leviticus 25, 43. of the other nations, and some say this would have applied to the Kanaanu, the Canaanite servants, must be kept forever. In other words, there are other servants of other nations, right, who would be kept in perpetuity. Leviticus 25:46. Now, of course, some of these areas, we're going to look at it today, and of course, people may have their feelings and emotions, but I always like to compare. It's the same way as we mentioned even the Commonwealth concerning England. You know, like when they had, what they call the Windrush thing in Jamaica. You know what I mean? Enough of them yachties, they were more than happy to go to the mother country and to serve the mother country and to be loyal to the mother country forever. Well, Canaanite, Kanaanu, and other nations who are servants, right, would be in employ in perpetuity, Leviticus 25:46. But the same rule applies not to even demean them as well, as we find in HaTorah. Leviticus 25:53 says not to allow a non-Israelite to work or slave a Hebrew servant or an Israelite servant wrongly, downpressively, according to Leviticus 25:53. And lastly, but not leastly, not to bow down to smooth stone or to an erected stone. Not to bow down to like an obelisk or a smooth stone, right? Leviticus 26:1. So here we have, right, we're going to read through it. We have 7 positive thou shalt do and 17 negative commandments in this Torah reading and feeding. 7 positive commands, in other words, thou shalt do, what you shall do, and 17 what you shall not do, what you shall not do. Let's ride up right here and go over, since this is a time opportunity that we don't have in so-called usual years where this Torah portion is doubled up. Let us continue right here, here, here. Now here we're looking at the TPV, the Torah portion, volume 3 right here, as a point of reference. So here in the inner biblical, this is something called the inner biblical interpretation. The word in Hebrew for interpretation is targum. The corresponding word in Amharic, Afro-Semitically speaking, is tergum. So here in the inner biblical scriptural interpretation, Leviticus chapter 25. First item right here is Yom HaKippurim. Why is the first item here Yom HaKippurim, which is the Day of the Atonement? Now, we make a distinction once again. Other Yehudi, other Jews say and have gotten into the habit of saying Yom Kippur. In studying HaTorah, we the once lost now found, Beta Israel of the West, we find that in the Torah it says Yom HaKippurim, not Yom Kippur, right? Yom means Day Kippur of a atonement or a covering. But in Torah it says the day, the yom, also yom is found in Ge'ez, Ethiopic too. Just a point of order so people can see the oneness here. Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonements, the day of the coverings. This is like ancient Yisrael's, we could say the insurance policy. Leviticus chapter 25, the Ivine insurance policy. Leviticus chapter 25, verses 8 to 10. If you notice, mainly here, in this Torah reading and feeding, we basically had one chapter. Just to note that here. This is why in regular years they're doubled up. But here in Leviticus chapter 25, verses 8 to 10, this refers to the feast, the festival of Yom HaKippurim. Here it refers to the 6th of the 7 Mo'edei Yahuwah, the Mo'edim, the appointments, right? The feast, the festivals of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. The festival of Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonements. Now, in the Hebrew Bible, in the Hebrew, we say scriptures, that some call Tanakh. You like the Tanakh. Well, Tanakh was a Canaanite town. I don't know why you're saying that, y'all. But anyway, in the Hebrew scripture, right, the Hebrew Bible, Yom Kippur, quote, end quote, strong quote, end quote there, is called the day of the atonements. Or Yom HaKippurim. And now remember, Kippur, Kapar, when we trace it back to the natural type, it goes to that black tar, that pitch, right? That Noah, according to scripture, is said to have used to make the ark, right? The ark of Noah, the Merkaba, right, of Noah, to make it like watertight, so to speak, the boat of Noah, right? So just think about that right there, right, in light of our black Lord and Savior Yeshua HaMashiach, that even Kippur, like they say, Kapar or Kafir, right, goes to a substance that is used for insulation and preservation that is black. I just find that to be very interesting. Think about that. Another word could have been used for atonement, but the word here is HaKippurim, the coverings. But recall that Noah, right, on the outside of the boat, the inside, he put that kapar, that kafar, that covering, that black tar pitch. And also Yochabed, Jah's glory. That was the name of Moshe's mother, Moses, Moshe's mother's, her Hebrew name, Yochabed. And remember the basket, right, that she covered over with tar, right, that black pitch, that kafar, so that the boat in which the basket, so to speak, the teba in which she put Moshe would be, what do you call it again? Not airtight, but like watertight, so it would not sink. So think about that aspect, right, from the natural aspect, right, the phi cycle to the meta phi cycle aspect. The Day of the Atonement in Leviticus chapter 25, verse 23, within the Hebrew scriptures. Also, Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement, is called a Sabbath of Solemn Rest, according to many of the translators in their Targum, English Targum. The KJV is the English Targum, right? A Sabbath of Solemn Rest. But in the Hebrew, it's known as Shabbat, Shabbaton. A Shabbat, a Sabbath of Sabbaths, right? The Shabbat, Shabbaton. We have this in Leviticus chapter 16, verse 31. Also in the Hebrew, in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 32. Interesting, 23:32 is a mirror image right there. But it's also known Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Coverings, of the Atonement. It's also known as a Mikra Kodesh. Mikra. Now, kara means to call. Kara means to recite. Kara means to read. Kara means to call. Kara means to recite. Kara means to read. Also, kara means if you're calling someone, kara, in the sense you also can be calling them, it specifies in the sense of calling one by name. Right? So the mikra, right, kodesh, is translated as a holy convocation. Often based on the Hebrew meaning, we bring it out as an outcall, a set-apart outcall gathering. A set-apart, kodesh, set-apart, to make holy or set-apart, and the mikra, calling out, the convocation sense. So a set-apart outcall gathering, where ones are being called out. So even in that word there, we have the primary sense in the Brit Chadasha of what is called, according to the translations, as church. So when we hear Stephen in Acts of the Apostles refer to the tabernacle in the wilderness as the church in the wilderness, this also brings out the Hebraic senses of the words that many times get lost in translation. So the Mikra Kodesh. So Yom Kippur is known as Yom HaKippurim in the Hebrew scriptures, is known as a Shabbat Shabbaton, a Sabbath of Sabbaths, and is also known as a Mikra Kodesh, Mikra, convocation, outcall, calling, Kodesh, set apart, according to Leviticus chapter 23, verse 27, and Bamidbar, Numbers, the fourth book of Moshe, chapter 29, verse 7. Now, much as Yom HaKippurim, right, on the 10th day of the 7th month, the 7th month that is also referred to now after the Babylonian captivity, is often called by Yehudim as Tishri. but in the Torah it is mentioned as the seventh month. It precedes Yom HaKippurim, the day of the coverings of the atonement. It precedes the feast, the festival, the Moed of Sukkot, of tabernacles, Sukkot, of booths, of huts. On the 15th day of the seventh month, the seventh moon. We refer to Exodus chapter 12, verses 3 to 6. It speaks of an appointed period of time, an observation of time. So we sanctify the time as well, a period of time, starting on the 10th, right, on the 10th, right, of the month, right, of Abib. Abib is the first month, the first moon, Abib. We had Pesach, preparatory to the feast, the festival, the appointment of Pesach, of Passover. On the 15th day of the first month, the first moon, that according to HaTorah is referred to as Abib. And we went into the etymology there, Ethiopically there, Abib, Abebe. Abebe means a flower, to sprout. Abeba means a flower, as when we say Adis, Abeba, as when also is said Tel Abib. Tel Abib, among the modern Eastern European Ashkenazim, they will say Tel Aviv, Aviv. But if you look in Torah, it says Abib. So we have Abib is the barley. And the root idea in linguistically of Abib, Abebe, right, Abeba, Adis, Abeba, has to do with the growing, the sprouting, the blossoming, and it is the barley harvest that grows quickest. The barley harvest grows quickest, and the barley often was used to feed the animals, right, to feed the animals. So even from that right there, with the barley crop being that first crop, because it sprouts up, Abebe, the Abib, Abebe, and it grows so quickly, shows us to care for our animals and the chayim, the living creatures, right, even before I and I selves, to care for the animals, because he provides that food even for the animals before our food grows, because this is why we're counting seven Shabbats, right, for the fulfillment of the full harvest. And we're commanded not to eat any bread or parched corn until it is all properly grown. So there's an order, a sense of order right here. But what's interesting about the sabbatical, as well as the jubilee, here in this Torah reading and feeding Behar, right, Behar on the Mount, Behar Sinai, is the connection in Leviticus chapter 25, verses 8 to 10. Leviticus chapter 25, verses 8 to 10. Let's bring this out right here. We'll go to the Chumash. Right? So some of y'all might be reading the KJV, which is a good, you know, a good starting point. But we have to get to the source code, to the Hebrew. So verses 8 to 10, it says this right here. Leviticus chapter 25, verses 8 to 10. It says, "And thou shalt number seven Sabbaths of years to thee, seven times 7 years. And there shall be to thee the days of seven Sabbaths of years, even 49 years. Verse 9. Then shalt thou make proclamation with the blast of the horn on the 10th day of the seventh moon of the seventh month. In the day of the atonement shall y'all proclaim, in the Yom HaKippurim shall ye y'all, I and I all proclaim, make proclamation with the horn, right, with the shofar, with the ram's horn throughout all your land." In other words, that's how we would ring the alarm, right, the blast of the ram's horn. Verse 10, "And ye and y'all shall hallow," that means sanctify, set apart, hallow, "shall sanctify," just to bring this out in the Hebrew, "with kidashtem," Wikidashtem. Wikidashtem, the ancient Afro-Semitic pointing. Modern Hebrew, they'll say it's something like Vikidashtem, Vikidashtem, Vikidashtem. In the ancient pointing, Wikidashtem. Kadash, to holy, to sanctify, set apart. And y'all shall hallow or set apart the 50th, the 50th year. Wikidashtem, eight shanat ha-chemishin. 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 The chemishin. The 50th year. And proclaim liberty. And proclaim liberty throughout the land to all the inhabitants thereof. In a sense, this is where the Gentiles have their whole, this whole mythology they have around the Liberty Bell, like ringing the Liberty Bell. From that sense of the Gentiles ringing the bell, they got that right from this right here, that blowing of the ram's horn, that proclaiming, what they talk about, proclaiming liberty. So it says, Wik idashtem eita shanata hachimashima shana ua kiratem deror, 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 freedom, deror, ba'aret, in the land, likol, to all, yoshbeha, yoshbeha, hear that word even from the 24th Psalm, yoshbeha, those who dwell in her. Here it says, Ba'aretz alikola yoshbeha, in the land for all who dwell, right, who dwell in her, right, yobel, yobel, jubilee, yobel he, yobel he. Now, yobel is jubilee, and he is the Hebrew pronoun for she, yobel he, right, yobel she, tihiyeh. Tihiyeh, she shall be. So the Jubilee is she too. So look at how our ancestors were real mother uckers. All the violation, they overworked the land, right? She, they didn't keep the Shabbat, right? Especially the Shabbat for the land, the sabbatical land, she, right? They also, as we have from Jeremiah, in the Haftarah of the Jeremiah read, right, as well. I'd like to pick up on that right there so we can connect the dots right here. But here it says, Ba'aret lekola yoshbeha yobela hiya tehiyeh lakem. It shall be a jubilee to you all. It shall be a jubilee to y'all, to all of I and I, yobel. He, she shall be a jubilee. Jubilee, she, yobel, he, tihiyeh, tihiyeh, she shall haya, haya, she shall be, she shall become. Yobel, hiya, tihiyeh, lakem, lakem, for kem, for all of y'all. This is speaking to y'all in that sense, not to one, but to many. And ye shall return every man to his possession, and ye and y'all shall return every man to his family. With shabtem, and return y'all each man il achuzato, achuzato, to what he achaz, to what he hold, achaz, 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 in the Hebrew, like means to seize, to hold. And here in Echuzato, Achuzato, Echuzato is his possession. So here where it says, with Shabtem, and y'all shall return each, a man, ill to Echuzato, to his possession, with each, and man, ill to Mishpachto, Mishpachto, to his Mishpacha, his Mishpacha, to his family circle, to his familiar relations. Ve'ish ella misha pachto tashubu, tashubu, y'all shall shab shab shubu, y'all shall return him to his family. So what do we have here, Chabarim? We have seven Sabbaths of years from verse 8. Seven cycles of 7 years. So let's pay attention to cycles. like to bring this forward. We know it's at the LOJS.org. Like to find what that document is named. Hopefully we'll be able to share that with the eye on the cycles. I think it's actually named something on the cycles, right? And give thanks, Brother Ariel, right, from Aropa, you know, for that reminder right there. The cycles, speaking about the cycles and the number seven, and number seven and the cycles. So what we have is cycles within the cycle. In sacred geometry, what we have here is the fractal, right, and how that fractal, right, from that small pattern, when we reduplicate the pattern, it makes a bigger pattern. So basically we have it here in HaTorah, even in the giving of the direction instruction, is both pi and phi. Seven cycles of 7 years. It is not permissible to observe seven consecutive years as sabbatical and the following year as jubilee. Again, it is not permissible to observe seven consecutive years as sabbatical and the following year as the Yobel. Each sabbatical year must be kept at the proper time, at its proper Iowa, in its proper season. As we say, in season, out of season, in its proper time. So we have the principle being built up right here, even from the previous Torah reading and feeding, sabbatical studies on the seven. We had 7 weeks. We count for Shavuot, for harvest, and here there are 7 cycles of 7 years. There shall be, the key word, there shall be, there shall become 49 years. 7 times 7 equals 49. We have the 49 with the 7 Shabbats of weeks, and here we have the 49 with the Jubilee years, right? 49 years. So if the sabbatical years had been neglected, as we clearly see from Jeremiah, right, as we clearly see from Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 32, that the sabbatical years, right, were not kept, right, that the Jubilee years were not kept, and of course, enough other things were not kept. And that is what led to the southern kingdom, the Judahite, the tribe of Judah kingdom, and the inhabitants going into captivity in Persia and Babylon for those 70 years, as Jehovah so says, so that the land, so that she, the land, the earth, Mother Earth, so to speak, but that the earth could enjoy her Shabbat. So with the Judahites and the Israelites in Babylon, it came through the prophet Jeremiah that the reason for this is you're in captivity so that the earth can rest and refresh. Very interesting. So here in Jeremiah chapter 32, at verse 23, where it says, and they came in and possessed it. They possessed her. Let's scroll right here. We're in Jeremiah. Here's what the principle says about rightly dividing the word of truth. Here a little, there a little. So we still are in Leviticus chapter 25, but here we're scrolling to the Haftarah. So to reason and connect the dots, right, within the Torah reading and feeding, and how does the prophet reading and feeding illuminate or even give the prophet I see, the prophecy to I and we. So here, where shall we begin right here in Jeremiah 32? Let's begin from verse 21 where it says, and speaking to Jehovah, and Jehovah, speaking to he who be who he be, this bring forth thy people, Amika Yisrael, out of the land of Mitzrayim, with signs, and with wonders, and with a strong hand, and with an outstretched arm, and yes, and with great terror. Because some comedics, you know, the comedics going hard, they're going ham, trying to go ham, salami and bacon, but you don't understand where you're mistaken. So he brought I people out with great terror, yeah, with dread, because ones and ones didn't want to let Jah people go so easily, not even let us go for 3 days to worship, right? and then confiscated all of our goods and all of our things, everything that we had honestly worked for. Anyway, verse 22, and gave us them this land, and gave us Jah people this land. This is Jeremiah chapter 32, we're at verse 22, which thou didst swear to their fathers to give them, to the Hebrew Trinity, the triunity of patriarchs, to Abraham, to Yitzhak, to Yaakov. This is what it means, that thou, the I, Hashem, did swear to our patriarchs to give a land flowing with milk and honey. Verse 23, and they came in, and Amo Yisrael came into the land, and they possessed it. They possessed her. They possessed her, the land. And they hearkened, they shema'ad not. Wello shama'u. Wello, we say shema, Yisrael. But here, lo shama'u. They did not shama'u. They did not hear. Right? They did not hear. They did not obey. But they what? But they hearkened not to thy voice. They hearkened not to thy voice. Wello shama'u. Be'oleka. To call, to the call of Ka, to the I voice, Bikole Ka. They did not hearken, they did not obey to thy voice, neither walked out, the halakha, walking out, living out in Torateka. Ubi Torateka. My Torateka. Now there's an interesting note right here. We look at the Hebrew here in Jeremiah 32. Jeremiah 32 and 23. And there's the Ketiv. The Ketiv, right, is what is written, right? And what is written is plural concerning in thy law, in thy law. What is written in the Ketiv is plural, right? We have Uabi Torotika, according to what is written in the Hebrew glyphs, the Asherite glyphs right here. U B-tor-ro-te-ka. Now, there's the kere. The kere is what it says. So many, when they say it, they will say, U-bi-tor-toratika. Toratika is singular in thy Torah. But what is written is, U-bi-torotika, the torot, which is direction, instruction. So the ketiv, right, the keti, what is written is plural. And this expresses ha-Torah, the direction, instruction, in its many details. In its many details. As we're looking at some of the details here in this Shabbat Behar Sinai. So it says that they came in. Jah people came in. They possessed her. They possessed the land. But they hearkened not. But they didn't shema. They didn't hearken. They didn't obey to Jah's voice. This reminds me of what happened when Hashem spoke the 10 words, the Esaret Dibarim, and how the people in Exodus chapter 20, after he spoke the 10 words, how they said to Moshe, hey, Moshe, be our mediator. Let Hashem speak to you because we are afraid to hear his voice. If we hear his voice, we die. So they requested that Moshe be their mediator. So in the same way as they had expressed that they could not hear, they were afraid to hear Jehovah's voice as his voice spoke the 10 words, Behar Sinai, we have here in Jeremiah the prophet, Jeremiah 32, verse 23, after they came in and possessed her, the land, but they hearkened not to thy voice, neither walked in thy directions, instructions. Wello shama'u b'koleka. Ua b'torotika. Lo halaku. So when we hear about the halakha, right, the halakha, some say, oh, that's the white Jews thing. No, it's not. Stop that. Stop that. Continue to study and grow, you know. But many of the European and the other Jews, right, in accepting, to whatever extent they have accepted Yehudinet and Judaism to be observant, they have gathered even the ancient writings and they've taken it as their own. This is what we must do with these same writings and study to shew ourselves approved. So here where it says, neither walked, notice the language, neither walked in thy Torah. Uabir torotika lo halako. They did not halak it. They didn't walk it out. They heard it. They may have talked about it. But basically, as we would say, they didn't live it. Right? They have done nothing. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore, thou hast caused all this evil. Thou hast caused all this evil to do what? Ha-ra'a. Call ha-ra'a. Hazot. Cause all this evil to befall them. To fall upon them. So just pointing this out right here, one of the primary connections here with this Torah reading and feeding is the business. We're speaking about Jah people's business. Here we're speaking about Jeremiah. Jeremiah is buying a piece of land. And even in his act of buying a piece of land, by what he is doing, he's walking it out. He is working it out. And he's also showing them, as he's revealing to them, the Israelites, the prophecy, that the reason for your captivity is because you'll have harmed and hurt Jah's good land. And you'll also have been unfaithful in the terms and condition of the covenant. So think about this for a moment. Jah says he cares about this land. He cares about the earth, but in particular about a particular land, right? Especially that land between the two rivers, between the river of Egypt, the river of Ethiopia, and the river Euphrates, but in particular here to the land grant that he had given the children of Israel upon their exiting from Mitzrayim, from Egypt. So here, going to ride up for a little bit more right here, brothers and sisters. But let's touch on this right here for the Sabbath day meditation, meditation. Here in the Royal Amharic, we have Psalm 24 on the Sabbath meditation, a.k.a. Africa Flames.
Yes, 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 yes. From the Sefer Tanukh, we are going into further reasoning. And give thanks, Sinai co-laborers, Habarim, as well, for their contribution, their support, their co-laboring. We have Rastahar Ahad going into that Jeremiah section right there. They're there. Here, because of the podcast and the time that we have, we also have a psalm, today's daily psalm 115, that also connects the main theme right here, Habarim. So first things first, we're going
to...
And think about and meditate on the land in light of Jah's direction, instructions, that is pseudonymously, falsely named, you know, called the law, but actually directions, instructions concerning.
There's lots of work to be done, oh gosh, in the promised land.
Torah is the law. Rastafari is the law. Rastafari is the law. Oh no no. Rastafari is the law.
It says that they would not hear his voice. Interesting. Of the recordings, the words sound the voice of the King of Kings. We have his voice right here speaking specifically to I and I study.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments, but first,
you are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments.
Awareness. Awareness is important.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Awareness is important. In order for us to elaborate on the Ten, we first have to have awareness, like consciousness. So first give ear, hear from the Bihar, Jeremiah, Ras, Sahar, Ahad, right hear. Sama, hear it.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verses 6 to verse 27. That's a ma'am, wabalet, mafasa kudus, had umlak. And Jeremiah said, the word of Yahweh Buruku came to me, saying, behold, Hanamail, the son of Shalom, thine uncle, shall come to thee, saying, buy thee my field that is in Anathoth, for the right of redemption is thine to buy it. So Hanamail, mine uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison according to the word of Yahweh Buruku, and said to me, buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine, buy it for thyself. Then I knew that this was the word of Yahweh. And I bought the field of Hanamail, my uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver. And I subscribed the evidence, and sealed it, and took witnesses, and weighed him the money in the balance. So I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open. And I gave the evidence of the purchase to Baruch, the son of Neriah, the son of Maasiah, in the sight of Hanamael, my uncle's son, and in the presence of the witnesses that subscribed to the book of the purchase, before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison. And I charged Baruch before them, saying, thus saith Yahweh Zebaoth, Ha'Elohim Israel Buruku, take these evidences, this evidence of the purchase both, which is sealed, and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For thus saith Yahweh Zebaoth, Elohim Israel Buruku, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Now when I had delivered the evidence of purchase to Baruch the son of Neriah, I prayed to Yahweh, saying, ah, Master Yahweh Buruku, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness to thousands, and recompense the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty El, Yahweh Zebaoth is his name, Buruku. Great in counsel, and mighty in work, for thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings, which has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even to this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and has made thee a name as at this day, and has brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders and with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm and with great terror, and has given them this land which thou didst swear to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and possessed it, but they obeyed not thy voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Behold the mounts, they are come to the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans that fight against it, because of the sword, and of the famine, and of the pestilence. And what thou hast spoken has come to pass, and behold, thou seest it. And thou hast said to me, O Master Yahweh Buruku, buy thee the field for money, and take witnesses. For the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Then came the word of Yahweh Buruku to Jeremiah saying, Behold, I am Yahweh HaElohim, to all flesh, the Elohim of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Amen. That the words of I and I mouth and the meditation of I and I heart be acceptable in thy sight.
Jeremiah, that chapter 32 reading right there, just to bring out more of the full of folk, give thanks to the Rabbah. Yeah, so here with Zion and today's daily song, 115, more on the positive and the negative commands to come forward. There's a part two, hopefully for the third day service, Jah willing, coming forward, forward, forward. But right here, O Israel. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And note His Majesty in the spirit of prophecy too, how it's been noted, not just by I and I, the children, but by others, that spirit of prophecy, that testimony of Yeshua, of Kedemawe Haile Selassie, calling those things that were not as though they were and bringing them into being. So let's hear the word and the teaching of the King of Kings and fulfill. Yes, I. The Zion. Yes, I. Desiree right here. Look, Rhema tune. Before we ride up on 115.
Oli, 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 oli. Oli, 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 oli. Oli, 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 oli. Oli, oli, oli. Zion.
Zion, because you don't see them don't mean they don't exist. No spookism there, because we don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Our breath, do we see the breath? But we know it exists. Right here, give thanks to Sister Desiree with Zion, holy, holy, holy. Kadosh, 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 Kadosh. Here.
The foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 150. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into Siloam. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord.
Mizmor Kof Tet Vav, Mizmor Kof Tet Wow, Wow. Lo lanu Yahuwah, lo lanu. Ki al shimeka, ten kavod, Allah hasedeka, Allah imateka. Lama yomru hagoyim, hayena Eloheihem. Wellohenu bashamayim kol asher chafet asa. It avehem kasef wizahaba ma ise yede adam pelahem ulo yidaveru aynaim lahem ulo yeru azanaim lahem ulo yishmau aflahem ulo yerechun Yedehem wolo ye mishun, raglehem wolo ye halechu wolo yehegu bigaronam. Kamohem yisyu osehem kol asher boteach bahem. Yisrael betach bayahua zramu maginamahu. Bet aharona bitochu bayahua zramu maginamahu. Yire Yahua bitochu bayahua zramu maginamahu. Yahuwah zekaran, yibarek, yibarek et beit Yisrael, yibarek et beit Aharon, yibarek yirei Yahuwah hakitayim, ima hagdolim, Yosef Yahuwah elechem, elechem wa'ala benechem, beruchim atem la Yahuwah, ose shamayim wa'aretz, hashamayim, shamayim la Yahuwah, והארץ הנתנה לבני האדם. לא המתים יחללו יח, ולא כל יורדי אדומה. ואנחנו נברק יח, מעתה ועד העולם. הללויה. מזמור קוף תתוו, תוו, תוו, תוו. Tvav, tvav, tvav.
Hallelujah.
Mizmor kuf tet vav. Lo lanu, Adonai, lo lanu, ki leshimcha ten kavod. Al hasdecha, al amittecha. למה יאמרו הגויים, איינה אלוהיהם, ואלוהינו בשמיים, כל אשר חפץ עשה, עצב בהם כסף וזהב, מעשה ידי אדם, פה להם ולא ידברו, עיניים להם ולא יראו, אוזניים להם ולא ישמעו, אף להם ולא יריחון, ידיהם ולא ימישון, רגליהם ולא יהלכו, לא יהגו בגרונם. כמוהם יהיו עושיהם כל אשר בוטח בהם. ישראל בטח באדוני, עזרם ומגינם הוא. בית אהרון בטחו באדוני, עזרם ומגינם הוא. יראה אדוני בטחו באדוני, עזרם ומגינם הוא. אדוני זכרנו יברך, יברך את בית ישראל, יברך את בית אהרון, יברך יראה אדוני הקטנים עם הגדולים. יוסף אדוני עליכם, עליכם ועל בניכם, ברוכים אתם לאדוני עושה שמיים וארץ. השמיים שמיים לאדוני, והארץ נתן לבני אדם. לא המתים יהללויה, ולא כל יורדי דומה, ואנחנו נברך יה, מעתה ועד עולם, הללויה.
Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Rasta is something from the heart, from the heart.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and 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 stammering
Mizmor Kof Tet Vav,
Tet Vav,
Tet Vav,
Tet Vav,
Tet Vav,
Tet Vav,
Mizmor Kof Tet Vav, Mizmor Kof Tet Vav, Psalm CXV, Psalm 115, themed National Trust in Elohim. National Trust in Elohim, the true good, the true God. National Trust in Jah Rastafari. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king. Weep not, behold, line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So here we have Mizmor Kof Tet Vav. Some enunciate it as Mizmor Kof or Kof Kof Tet Vav, Kof Tet Vav, but Kof Tet Vav. Psalm, 115th Psalm. It's a prayer by the people for Jah's help and an exhortation to retain confidence in him. This is the subject of the Mizmor, of the psalm right here, the Kof Tet Vav psalm. It would well suit the circumstances when the returned exiles began their task of reconstruction and found their efforts hampered by the hostility of the Samaritans. Now, the form of the Mizmor, the chant, the intonation, the eyes, it suggests that verses 1 to 8 and verses 16 to 18 was sung by the Lewim, the Levites, the Lewawion, the choir. And each verse from verses 9 to 15 was rendered by the precentor with a response or a response from the choir. So this antiphonal method or call and response is mentioned in Ezra or Ezra chapter 3 verse 11. And they, speaking of HaKohanim and the Lewim, the priests and the Levites, they sang one to another in praising and isising. So we have today's daily psalm, National Trust, Belohim and Elohim, and the true good and true God, National Trust in Jah. So we have the first three verses, the Aleph, Beit, Gimel verses, the first three verses, the ABGs of today's daily psalm is an appeal to Elohim, the true good, the true God, an appeal to Jah for aid. The Aleph verse, Lo, Lanu, Yahuwah, Lo, Lanu, Ki, Elishimeka, Tena Kavod, Allah Hasideka, Allah Imateka. Not to us, not to I and I. Lo lanu, lo lanu, lo lanu Adonai, lo lanu. Lo lanu Yahuwah, lo lanu. Not to I and I, Adonai, not to I and I, but to thy name. Kia Lishimeka, but to the eye's name. Ki, for the eye's name. For the eye's name. Not to I and I. Oh, he who be who he be. Not to I and I. For the eye's name. Kia Lishimeka. Ki Lishimeka. For the Hashem, for the Hashem, ki leshemeka, ten kavod, give glory, ten kavod,
kavod,
but to the I name, for the I's name, not to I and I, O he who be, we be, O Jah, way, not to I and I, for the I's name, ten kavod, al hasedeka, Allah imateka, for thy mercy, for thy mercy, Allah imatika, for the eye's truth, for the eye's reality, for the eye's truth sake, for the eye's mercy, and for the eye's truth sake, Allah hasidika, upon the eye's mercy, upon the eye's loving kindness, on the eye's loving kindness, O he who be who he be. Not to I and I, lo lanu, Yahuwah, lo lanu, ki elishimeka, ten kavod, al hasideka, al imateka. Not to I and I, O Jah, not to I and I, for the eye's name, ki elishimeka, ten kavod, for the eye's name, give kavod, give gravity, give glory, ten kavod, al hasideka, upon the eye's loving kindness, al imateka, upon the eye's truth, al imateka, al imateka, upon the eye's reality, the eye's verity, not to us. Lo, lanu, lo, no, lanu, for I and I, lanu, for us. Lo, not, lanu, for us. Yahuwah, lo, not, lanu, for us. This is governed by the give glory. Ten kavod. Ten kavod? Ten kavod, the kavod, the kavod, the glory, the glory. This word glory, kavod, is the true ancient word for gravity, the gravitas, the glory. So here, the lo lanu, not to us, not to I and I, is governed by ten kavod, give glory. In appealing for his help, in appealing for Jah's help, they and I and we were not solely and should not be solely motivated by the desire to secure I and I own welfare, I and I own shalom, I and I own good. See, their thought and I and I thought, right, is for his recognition, for Jah's recognition, for his divine majesty's recognition by all peoples as the supreme ruler of the universe, the universe, the universal ruler, the universal king, earth's rightful ruler, who upheld and upholds the righteous, the tzaddikim, the tzaddikan, the righteous when assailed and assaulted by the wicked, by the ratchet. His name, Ki Lishimeka, his name, Shemo Hashem, the Shem, the name, was compromised in the esteem of the heathen, of the nations, when Yisrael, when the true Israel of Adonai, Jah Rastafari, I and I of the new name, the precious name, appears to be abandoned by him. So not to us, not to I and I. Don't give glory, right, to I and I, for I and I's sake, but for your name's sake. For your name's sake, and calling on these twin midot, these attributes, the chesed, right, and the emet, the truth, the chesed, the mercy, the loving kindness. In the Hebrew, the force of it is al chesedeka, upon the eye's loving kindness, al imateka, upon the eye's truth. So we have chesed, mercy, loving kindness, and emet, truth. These attributes of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, will be generally denied and compromised if he who be who he be failed to exercise them in this hour, in this hour, this hour and hour of need. So the Aleph verse, Lo lanu Yahwa lo lanu ki elishimeka ten kavod Allah hasibeka Allah imateka not I and I O Yahwa not I and I for the eye's name ki elishimeka ten kavod for the eye's name give glory Allah hasibeka upon the eyes loving kindness upon the eyes, mercy, al hasideka, al imateka, upon the eyes, truth, upon the eyes, reality. The bait verse, the second verse. Lama, why, wherefore, why, lama yomru, lama yomru, why do they say, Hagoyim? Wherefore should the nation say, wherefore should the heathen Hagoyim, the nations, wherefore should the nations and the nationalities say, Ayena Eloheihem? Wherefore should they say, Ayena Eloheihem? Where now? Where now? The Elohim, where's the Elohim? Why should the nation say, Lama Yom Ruha Goyim? Ayena Elohim, where is the Elohim? Now, we have Psalm 79, round about verse 10, the now. The now does not really mean in the sense of at this time now. This in the Hebrew, it's a particle enforcing the question, the na, the aye, aye na, aye na, aye na, aye na, the na there, often translated as the now, where is now? Where is now their God? Where is now their Elohim? Aye na, Elohim. Elohim, where now is there Elohim, Elohim? So the now doesn't mean, oh, now, to say now at this time. It's a particle that enforces the question. There's a question that they're saying. There's a question here in the bait verse, in the second verse. Lama, 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 why? Lama, lama yomru hagoyim. Ayena, Elohim. Where, pray the eye, where tell I, Ayena, 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 where, pray the eye, is there Elohim? This is the sense here. The Gimel, Abu Gi, the Gimel verse here, the third verse. Weloheinu, Bashamayim kol asher hafet asa. But our Elohim, Eloheinu, this is now the response to this presumptuous question. Lama yomru hagoyim, hayena Eloheihem, where now is the Elohim? Response, Eloheinu, our Elohim, and our Elohim, as for our Elohim, Eloheinu, Eloheinu, Eloheinu bashamayim, kol asher hafet asa. But Aina Elohim is in the shamayim, bashamayim, in the heavens, in the heights. Whatsoever please him, he hath done. Whatsoever all call, all call asher hafet asa. Whatsoever all that pleases him, he has done. But I and I Elohim is in the heavens. He have done whatsoever. In the Hebrew, he has done all. He has done all. Call, call asher hafet asa. He has done all that pleases him. Where is he? Eloheinu, and our Elohim, Eloheinu, Eloheinu, Bashamayim, in the heavens. Abun, Abinu shebashamayim. Right? Abuna zebesamayat. Uelohenu bashamayim. Kol asher hafet asa. Where is he? Bashamayim. This answers the question of Aye, Hayena, Hayena, where now? Tell us. Come on, tell us where. Where is Eloheihem? Where is the Elohim? Where Eloheinu? See, they're not saying where is your Elohim. They didn't say Hayena Eloheikem. Where's your? They're not speaking to us directly. See how they speak slick? You know, how they kind of speak, you know, sneak this in a sense, speaking about us, we're their Elohim, so we respond directly. We're Eloheinu. We're Eloheinu. We're an Eloheinu. Our Elohim. We're Eloheinu. Bashamayim. Bashamayim. In the heavens. That's where. And as that, whereas the so-called no-gods, the pseudo-gods and the pseudo-trinities, right, of the heathens, of the nations, are material, mental constructs, objects, visible, ha-Elohim, Eloheinu, I Elohim, is visible, invisible, corporal, incorporeal. See, the idols are inert images and graven images and molten images, but he who be who he be has the power of doing his will and doing all. Kol asher hafet asa. Call all. Asher, that which hafet. Asher hafet, that which pleases him. Asa. Asa. Asa, he does, he has done. If therefore Elohim permitted Yisrael to suffer, if Jah permits I and I to suffer humiliation, trials, and tribulations, national humiliation or otherwise, it was the consequence of his decree. And praise be he who be who he be, and not his inability to avert it. So if that which has happened to John's people has happened, since the heathen asking amongst themselves, Hayena Eloheihem, where's the Elohim now? Right, that's the idea. Where's the Elohim now? Where? Please tell us, 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 tell us.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen. Saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
And the heathen means nations, those same nations.
Praises is high in Zion High. የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየንን ጌታ ኤልሮኢምን 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 ኤልሮኢምን
say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield.
Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Apologies, apologies on the live stream. There's some more to come on today's daily song. Give us one moment right here, 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 brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers. Hold on.
Here. Basic Hebrew. Here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Israel. 1-22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, A Pa Saka Ra Shata. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1-22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, A Pa Saka Ra Shata. Ta, ta, ta. Aleph, Ba, Beit, Ga, Gimel, Da, Dalet, Ha, He, Wa, Wow, Za, Zain, Ha, Chet, Ta, Tet, Ya, Yod, Ka, Kaf, La, Lamed, Ma, Bain, Na, Nun, Sa, Samech, A, Ain, Pa, Pe, Sa, Sadai, Ka, Kof, Ra, Resh, Sha, Shin, Ta, Tau,
Ta,
Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yakalamana, Sa'apasa, Karasha, Ta, Ta, Ta.
Psalm 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Now in this next section of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Teit Wow,
Psalm CXV, Psalm 115. So the first three verses, we have an appeal to Jah for aid, for assistance, guidance, for help, an appeal to Jah. Now here in verses 4 to 8, we have the impotence of the idols, of the no gods, of the graven images, the molten images, the impotence of them. Now here, some say this is substantially reproduced in Psalm CXXXV, verses 15 to 18. So we have Psalm 135, verses 15 to 18, these verses here, these four verses. And this section is bringing out the impotence of the idols, the impotence of the no gods, the pseudo gods, the pseudo trinities of the heathen, of the nations, of the people, the same ones, the goyim, that are pointed out in the second verse as being those who say, right, who say, wherefore should they say, lama yomru hagoyim, wherefore should the nations, hagoyim say, hayena Eloheihem. Now to break down there, since they ask, well, where is there Elohim? And note that they didn't say, where's your Elohim? They're not speaking to us directly, right? In a spiritual warfare, it's like sneak dissing I, speaking about us, right? Not directly, but indirectly, but we answer them directly in verse 3. Weloheinu, and Eloheinu, Weloheinu bashamayim, kol asher chafet asa, whatsoever please him. He have done whatsoever all. He has done what? He has done all that please him. Kol asher chafet asa. Now here, verse 4 to 8. So we have verse 4 to 8. KJV brings it out like this. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. Verse 4. It's Abeihem, Kesef, with Zahab, Ma'eseya Yidei Adam. Ma'esey Yidei Adam, the work of men's hands. Verse 5, they have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. Peh lahem, Wilo Yidaberu. Ainaim lahem, Wilo Yireu. They have eyes, Einayim lahem, Einayim lahem. Verse 6 says, they have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. Aznayim lahem, Wilo yishma'u. Afalahem, Wilo yirechun. But they smell not, noses they have, but they smell not. They're graven, the graven images. Verse 7, it says, they have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throats. Verse 7, Yedehem w'lo yimshun, Ralehem w'lo yehalechu, lo garonam. Lo yehigu bigronam. Neither speak they through their throat. Verse 8, they that make them are like to them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. They are of them among Hagoyim, the nations that want to say. Where is their Elohim? Speaking of I and we. Well, what about their Elohim? What about their gods or no gods? What about their pseudo-trinities, their graven images and idolatries? Well, this is what it brings out. They that make them are like to them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. Verse 8. K'mohem yehiyu oseihem kol asher raboteyah bahem. K'mohem yehiyu oseihem. So these verses right here, verse 4 brings out the silver and the gold, wood plated with precious metal. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 19 brings that out, the silver. We have the kesef, the silver, and the gold, the kesef with zahab. Kesef, silver, zahab, gold, kesef,
silver, zahav, kesef, with zahav, silver and gold. Verse 5 says, they speak not. They speak not, v'lo, v'lo yidaveru, v'lo yidaveru, v'lo yidaveru. With and lo, no, yidaveru, no, yidaveru, speak, lo, yidaveru. They don't speak. They don't speak their will to men, their graven images, their graven idols. It doesn't speak nothing. They don't say nothing, right? They see not. They don't see nothing either. V'lo yiru, yiru, v'lo, v'lo yiru, v'lo yiru. And they don't see the plight of those who vainly worship their graven images and their idols and idolatries. The plight of those who worship them. They don't come to them. They don't hear nothing. They don't speak nothing. They don't see nothing. But they look like something. They are the work of men's hands. Verse 6 brings this out. They hear not. They don't hear the prayers, the graven images, the molten images, the graven images, the idols, the idolatries of the nations. They have ears, but they hear not. As naim lahem v'lo yishma'u. They have ears. As naim lahem, as naim, ears, lahem, ears for them. As naim lahem, ears for them. V'lo yishma'u, v'lo yishma'u, v'lo yishma'u. But they don't hear. Aflahem, knows for them. They have knows for them. Aflahem, v'lo yerechun, v'lo yerechun. But they don't smell. They don't smell. They don't smell the flowers, the incense, the aishas, none of you offering them. See, the prayers offered to them, the aishas, the sacrifices burnt in their honor. Bringing us here to the vain verse, the seventh verse. They have hands, yedehem. Yedehem, they have hands, yedehem. Wolo yimishun, wolo yimishun, yimishun, lo, handle, they don't handle. They have hands, yedehem, wolo yimishun, but they don't handle. Raglehem, raglehem, feet, raglehem, wolo, but no, yehaleku, 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 yehaleku. But they don't walk, they don't try, they don't make no tracks. Lo yehigu. Bigronam, lo, yehigu, yehigu, speak to make any kind of sound, you know, from their throat. See, they have hands. The grammatical form is changed, and the more literal rendering is this in the Hebrew. As for their hands, they, the idols, the graven images of the nations, the goyim, they can't touch. As for their feet, they, the idols, their graven images of the nations, they can't walk, they can't make tracks, they can't trot. They handle not. They have hands, but they handle, they don't touch. They don't touch. They don't touch. Lo yimishun. Lo yimishun. They don't touch, lacking the power of touch. The hands of the idols and the graven images of the nations are merely ornamental, and they mean nothing. They mean absolutely nothing. Neither speak they with their throats. Now, this is not the same verb as we have in the fifth verse. Here it signifies making an inarticulate sound, make some sort of inarticulate sound. We have lo yehigu bigronam. Lo yehigu, yehigu. It's not too much to speak like daveru in that sense, speaking, articulate sound. This is even, they can't make no, they can't do nothing. Even this they are incapable of doing because they are completely dumb. They are dumb, deaf, and blind. They are the work. They are the work of man's hand. This brings us here to the eighth verse. Kamohem yehiyu osehem. They that make them shall be like to them. Kamohem. And like to them, Yehiyu, they shall be Osehem, those who make them. Yea, everyone that trusteth in them, Kol Asher Boteach Bahem. Call all Asher Boteach, Asher Boteach, Boteach, to trust, take confidence. Asher, that which those who take confidence Bahem in them shall be. This is the key word, Yehiyu. K'mohem, like them, and like them, Yehiyu, and like these idols, Yehiyu, let them be, they shall be. Some see this here, like Ibn Ezra, saw this Yehiyu here as a prayer, they shall be.
right? May they that make them be like, may they be like the idols, the idolatries, the graven images, the ukris, which they worship in vain, the goyim, the nations here in today's daily psalm right here. Looking at this, not that they shall be, but as a prayer saying, you, may they be, may they become like to them, like to them, bereft of their faculties. You see, breaking down the faculties here in these verses, verses 4 to 8, of these idols. They look alike, right, man, right? Or they look alike, they have nose and eyes and feet and all of this and that, but they're dumb, deaf, and they're blind. So may them, right, they that make them, be like to them. K'mohem yishyu, k'mohem yishyu, osehem, a prayer. K'mohem yishyu, osehem, and like them, yishyu, may they be osehem, which make them bereft of their faculties, dumb, deaf, and blind. Men, they make these idols, no gods that they call gods, after their own image. And when made, these no gods that they call gods, make them after theirs. So they make these images, right? And they worship their images and become like to them. You're over that. Right here. So here in these verses, that description, once again, as we have here in the notes, we have substantially reproduced in Psalm 135, roughly verses 15 to 18, Chaburim. So that's the section right there. That brings us here to this section right here, to the third section, verses 9 to 11, the trust be'Elohim, be'Elohim, in the true good, in the true God. Now, here in these verses, we have this section right here. We have verses 9 to 11, trust in Elohim. Verses 12 to 15, Elohim's baraka, the blessing assured. And verses 16 to 18, the earthly, concerning the earthly and the heavenly spheres, right? The earthly and the heavenly spheres, the heights, right? The upper and the lower, right? We say the above and the below, right? Or the below, the earthly, right? The earthly plane and then the heavenly spheres. So in these verses here, verses picking up verses 9, we had the note within the intro that each verse from 9 to 15 was rendered by the presenter or the presenter, the presenter, the one who would present, that would lead, like the lemezam marana leka, as we have that in the world of Harkon, la natsiyah, the chief musician. Right? Or say the priest, or one who will be leading, like the call and the response, the presenter, and then the responser would come from the choir, the Lewim, the Levites, keeping it Levitical. So these verses, verses 9 to 15, which is basically two sections right here in I study of today's daily psalm from the Sefer Tehillim, from the cipher of the Psalms, right, or the praises, as we call them Hebraically, the Tehillim. We have verses 9 to 11, the trust in Elohim, and verses 12 to 15, Jah's baraka, his blessing assured. So in looking over these verses, taking verse 9 right here. So we have these sections. We have the first section touched on, the appeal to Jah for aid, for help, verses 1 to 3. Just touched on verses 4 to 8, the impotence of the idols and the no gods and the pseudo-trinities and the graven images and the idolatries of the goyim of the nations. And here in verses 9 to 11, trust in Elohim, the first part. And then we have verses 12 to 15. So verses 9 to 15, which is two particular sections, the first part here is the trust in Elohim. So when it's breaking down the antiphonal, the call and response, and as we have here in the note to Ezra, chapter 3, verse 11, where it reads, and they, speaking of HaKohanim, where Lewim and the Levites, they sang one to another. They sang one to another in praising. So there was that call and response. So the presenter would begin off, for example, here in the ninth verse where it reads, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust ye in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear, that reverence the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Now, I want you to note that right there in the refrain. Right? In the back and forth refrain. Their help and their shield. He is their help and their shield. He is their help. That will be the responser. So you would have the presenter chanting and writing out with Yisrael betach b'Yahuah. Yisrael betach b'Yahuah. O Yisrael, trust, betach, be confident, by Yehovah, in he who be, who he be. Yisrael, betach, by Yehovah. Response, Ezram, u maginam, hu. Ezram, u maginam, hu. Ezram, u maginam, hu. He is their help and their shield. Ezram, 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 their help. U and maginam, 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 their shield. Like I say, the magin, they say magin or magin, magin David, the shield of David. Here it says maginam, their shield. So in the call and response of these verses, verses 9 to 15, the first part, the presenter would read or chant or write up, Yisrael betach by Yehovah. The choir responds, Ezramu maginam hu. Beit Aharon bitachu b'Yehovah. O house of Aaron, Beit Aharon. Beit Aharon bitachu b'Yehovah. Bitachu b'Yehovah. O house of Aaron, Beit Aharon. Trust, bitachu, all of y'all, bitachu, be confident, all of y'all, by Yehovah, in he who be, who he be, in Jehovah. So the presenter will chant that first part, and then we'll get the response, Ezramu maginam hu. Beit Aharon bitachu by Yehovah, Ezramu maginam hu. So in that call and response way, writing up here, verse 11, it says, Yirei Yahuwah, bitachu by Hoa, by Yahuwah, Ezramu maginam hu. So you get that idea now. We have these three verses, and we can see that the second part of the verse is consistent. He is their help and their shield. So the choir responds, Ezramu maginam hu. Ezram umaginam hu, for these three verses. Yisrael betach b'Yehovah, Ezram umaginam hu. Beit Aharon betachu b'Yehovah, Ezram umaginam hu. Yirei Yehovah betachu b'Yehovah, Ezram umaginam hu. So we have that call and response right there. O Israel, Yisrael, the three categories. These three categories of John people also mentioned, we also have mention of this in Psalm 118, verses 2 to 4, Psalm 118, verses 2 to 4, as well as Psalm 135, round about verse 19. Now, in the latter passage, it says the house of Israel, it occurs, and the house of Levi, or Levi, is added. Now, the response to he is their help. He is their help. He is their help and their shield. Ezram umaginam hu. Their help and their shield, he. Ezram umaginam hu. The choral response, the response of the choir, singing, the call and response. This is the response to the presenter's invocation. In the first half of the verse, so in the first half of the verse, we have the presenter's invocation, like you lead off, you ride up the chant. Yisrael betach b'Yehovah, Ezramu maginam hu. Beit Aharon betachu b'Yehovah, Ezramu maginam hu. Yirei Yehovah betachu b'Yehovah, Ezramu maginam hu. Y'all, right to y'all. Right, in each of these three categories. So the third person there, note that as well. The combination of help and shield, we find this also in Psalm 33, round about verse 20. Help and shield, these combinations, these words and phrases of power. Ezram u maginam, their help, Ezram u and maginam, their shield, hu, he, Ezram u maginam, hu. He be who he be. Y'all, that fear, that reverence. Yirei Hoa bitachu b'Yehovah, Ezram umaginam hu. Y'all, that reverence. Yirei, yirei, yirei Hoa, yirei Yahua. Y'all, that reverence. He who be, we be, that respect. If the phrase is to be interpreted of the faithful section of the Israelite community, the Israelitish community, the call to them, it would appear superfluous. Many modern expositors, therefore, they follow the Judaic commentators in understanding the reference here is to be to the pious and the Jah-like among Hagoyim, among the nations who come to worship in the Hekav, in the temple. We have this in 1 Kings chapter 8 at verse 41, and Isaiah chapter 56 and 6. So here, verse 9 to 11, the trust in Elohim connected with the chorus line of He be their help and their shield, Ezram u'maginam hu. Now, in verses 12 to 15, still in the call and response section, but this is the second part of the call and response in today's daily psalm, the Mizmor Kof Teit Wow psalm. We have verse 12 here. Yahuwah, Zikaranu, Zikaranu, Yibarek, Yibarek et Beit Yisrael, Yibarek et Beit Aharon. He who be, we be, Yahuwah, Yehovah, Zikaranu, Yahuwah, Zikaranu, Yibarek, Yahuwah, Zikaranu, Yibarek, Yahuwah, Zikaranu, Yibarek. He who be, we be, hath been mindful of us. He will bless, Yahuwah, Zikaranu, he has remembered I and I. He has thought on I and I. He has remembered I and I. Yibarek. Yahuwah, Zikaranu, Yibarek. He who be, we be, has remembered I and I. Yibarek, he will bless. KJV says, the Lord hath been mindful of us, he will bless. And then if you look at the KJV, us there is italicized because it brings out the sense of it, but the Hebrew, when we read the KJV without the italicization, you see the force right there. The Lord hath been mindful, Adonai has been mindful, Jah has been mindful of I and I. He will bless. This is more force of it. Yahuwah Zikaranu, he will be, has remembered, been mindful of I and I. Yibarek. He who be, who he be, who has been mindful of us, will bless. This is the fuller sense. He who be, who he be, who has been mindful of we, of I and I, and we will bless. Yahuwah Zikaranu, Yibarek. Elohim, the true good, the true God, hath remembered them and I in captivity and brought them and bringing I and I forward to I and I homeland. That was and is a sign of his favor, which would be proved by Baraka, by blessings bestowed by him in the future. So this is the sense here. So we have the presenter call, Yahuwah Zikaranu, Yibarek. Yibarek et Beit Yisrael, Yibarek et Beit Aharon. He will bless the house of Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael. Yibarek et Beit Yisrael, Yibarek et Beit Yisrael. He will bless the house of Yisrael. Yibarek et Beit Aharon. He will bless the house of Aharon. Once again, keep in mind the three categories, right? The three categories of Jah people, right? The three categories. Here in verse 13, it says, continuing with this word, he will bless Yibarek, Yireyahuah. He will bless those who reverence, who respect, respectfully speaking, who respect he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. Yivareka, Yirei Yahuwah, Ha-Kit-Anim, Ha-Ima, Ha-Gedolim. Both small, Ha-Kit-Anim, the small, with Hagidolim, the small with the great. Now, many translators translate this right here. We see KJV says in verse 13, it says, he will bless them that fear the Lord, both
small and great. Now, both you can see clearly is italicized, read without that. He will bless them that fear, that reverence, that respect Jehovah, small and great. But the Hebrew brings out the sense of ha-ketanim, ha-ketanim, the small a'im, ha-ketanim a'im, with ha-gedolim, a'im ha-gedolim. So the ha-ketanim a'im ha-gedolim, the small with the great, a'im ha-gedolim. So this is an idiom for total inclusiveness, all in all, right? Proselytes, right? Or one may say convert coming from the straightway, crossing over the true Irithical Hebrew. Proselytes of every rank and position, small and great, the small with the great, ha-ketanim, a'im ha-gedolim. So in this verse of the call and response, the first part, yibareka yirei Yahuwah. The ha-kohen or the priest would chant that first, and then the Levim, keeping the Levitical, would respond ha-ketanim, a'im ha-gedolim, ha-ketanim, a'im ha-gedolim. So we would have Yibareka Yirei Yahuwah Ha-ketanim A'im Ha-gedolim. That sort of a call and a response, bringing us here to verse 14. Yosef Yahuwah Elechem 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 Ve'Allah B'nechem. He who be, we be, increase you more and more. He who be, who he be, Yosef Yahuwah, Yosef, Yosef Yahuwah, Elekem, Elekem, we'Allah benekem, you and your children, Yosef Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, increase you, Elekem, 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 increase upon y'all, increase and upon y'all and upon y'all. Where here we have Elekem, Elekem, saying like upon you all. Yosef Yahuwah, Yosef Yahuwah, Yosef, increasing, he will be, we be increasing, Elekem, Elekem, Wa'Allah Benehem, and your children, you and your children. Now, what's interesting right here, saying you all, y'all, saying y'all and your children, increase you, addressed to all three categories. It was and it is a prayer of special significance to the resettlers, in the sense of the repatriators in Judea, who were then so few, so few, right, like the pioneer settlers, so few. So few in numbers, may increase you more and more and more. Bringing us here to verse 15, Chavarim, where the antiphony of verses, the call and response, is fulfilled right here. We have this verse right here. Berukim, Berukim, Berukim matem laihoa ose shamaim wa'aretz. Bless be y'all of he who be who he be. Beruchim atem laihoa laihoa. Beruchim atem laihoa ose shamaim wa aretz. So the blessed be y'all of he who be who he be. Beruchim atem laihoa ose. Then the response ose ose. The maker, the one who made, ose shamayim, the heavens, wa, and aretz, and the earth, shamayim wa aretz, ose shamayim wa aretz, barukim atem la Yahuwah, ose shamayim wa aretz. Blessed be y'all of he who be who he be, and the response of the people of the choir who made heaven and earth. Ose shamayim wa aretz. So it's a good call and response. These are very beautiful, you know, liku batalua verses right here. So now this here now fulfills this section right here. Who made ose, ose shamayim wa aretz, who made heaven and earth, and therefore endowed with power to confer baraka, blessing. Unlike the inert idols and no gods that they call gods of the heathen and their graven images and their pseudo-trinities of the nations, not like them, who are nothing, right? But he who be who he be, who made heaven, the heavens, ose shamayim, wa'aretz, and the earth and the earthly plane. Now this here brings us here to the fulfillment verses 16
to 18 of today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And after the order of Malachias, Erech, Melchizedek, the righteous king, weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, Garmawi, Kenamawi, Haile Selassie, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So we have verses 16 to 18, which is themed the earthly and heavenly spheres. Now, the statement of the preceding verse is taken up right here. And the practical moral, according to the moral theocracy of his divine majesty, is drawn upon it. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, made both Shamayim wa'aret, the heavens and the earthly plane. The former is his dwelling place on which he, even he who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, directs the destinies of his creatures and of the creation, the iration. Now, the latter, speaking of Aretz, Ha'aretz, the Aretz, the earthly plane, is assigned to man as the stage. They say the world is the stage, the earthly plane, the plain truth of the earthly plane. The earth assigned to man as the stage on which he plays his part, or attempts to flip the divine script during his term of existence. So the verse here in verses 16 to 18, the heavens even, the heavens are, the Lord's are Adonai's, Adonai's, Jah, Rastafari, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise Isis not, he who be who he be, is divine majesty. Neither any that go down into silence. But we, as for I and I and we will bless the Yahweh from this time, from this Iowa forth, and for evermore, praise the Yahweh. Hallelujah. So these verses here, the earthly and the heavenly spheres, as it picks up and expands the fulfillment of today's daily psalm, the Davidic, we say like the divine liturgy right here. We have this right here like a doxology, the fulfillment of today's daily psalm. Verse 16, HaShemayim, Shemayim la Yehovah, we ha'aretz anatana livnei Adam. The heavens are the heavens of he who be who he be. HaShemayim, Shemayim la Yehovah, of Jehovah. With Ha'aretz and the earth, Natan, has he given Livnei Adam, to the children of men. To the children of men. Verse 17, Lo Hametim. Yeah, hallelujah. The dead do not, get this, the dead do not praise, the dead don't hallelujah. The dead don't hallelujah. Literally in the Hebrew brings this out. Lo, no. Ha-me-team, the me-team, the dead. Ha-me-team, the dead. Ha-me-team, lo, no. Ha-me-team, the dead. Yeah-hallelujah. Yeah-hallelujah. The dead don't hallelujah. Willo. Willo, call your dead, Duma. Neither any that go down into Duma. Into dumbness, silence. The dead praise not. The dead don't hallelujah. Don't praise Jah. Lo hametim, yeah, hallelujah. The dead do not hallelujah. Man should occupy himself with HaTorah, John directions, instructions, and benevolent acts. Do good. Do good, the elders, Rastafari, elders, the Ayabingi, the heart, be hard to go, do good. So man should be occupied and occupied himself with Jalor, with HaTorah, the spirit and the truth of the word, right? And benevolent acts, do good, before he, for on his, he cannot any longer do this. And the Holy One, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, finds naught to praise in him. So man should occupy himself. For my part, I glory in the Bible with the spirit and the truth, not the letter of the law, but the spirit. Occupy himself with HaTorah and do good, benevolent acts. But the dead don't praise, don't hallelujah. The dead don't lo hametim, ya hallelujah, will lo call your day, Duma.
neither nine that any that go down call and know of all those who go down, and none of neither will law and know call your day. All who go down, call your day. Dumma, dumma, dum, and to be silent, dum, to be dumb, dum, dumma, and to silence. Descend into Sheol, the anti-repatriation, the fallen state. So we have Psalm 94, verse 17. And here for the fulfillment verse of today's daily Psalm, Chavarim, the 18th verse, Wa anachnu, wa anachnu, wa anachnu, wa anachnu, wa an anachnu, wa an anachnu, 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 the pronoun we, anachnu, anachnu, wa anachnu, and we, and I, wa anachnu, Wanachnu, and I and I, Nibarek, Yah, but I and I will bless Jah. Wanachnu, Nibarek, Yah, Nibarek, Yah. Here we have Yah. Here we have the Jah or Yah. Wanachnu, Nibarek, Yah, but I and I will bless Jah. But we, emphasize in the Hebrew, wa anachnu, wanachnu, we, I and I who are living, to be always faithful, always sure, nibarek ya, we will bless Jah, me ata, we ad aulam, hallelujah, from this time forth, May atta, wa'ada aulam, from this time forth and forever. May atta wa'ada aulam. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be, Yah. Praise be, Jah. Rastafari. Forever and ever. For Ivan and Ivor. As we have in Psalm 86, round about verse 12. Wa anachnu nibarek ya me ata wa ad aulam hallelujah ya 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 ya.
Yes, 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 brothers and sisters, a few that are listening, those who will hear this. Apologies on some of the technical difficulties, but hopefully a replay will be coming forward the next day. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Shalom.